I'm actually going to start again from the beginning of the Perek. Yesterday when we learnt the Mishnah, I explained it based on what's called Rashi over here. It's actually not Rashi. They refer to it as the Mefarish, the commentator. We don't know exactly who it is, although I think it's Rabbeinu Gershom. Earlier on, there was a note that said that it's Rabbeinu Gershom. I'm going to go from the Mishnah, as explained by the Ran, and it's much simpler to go through the Gemara based on the interpretation of the Ran. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll actually do a bit more than a daf today to do some catching up. Says the Mishnah, and really this Perek is going to explore time frames. Such a crucial aspect of Nedarim is that you give it a certain time frame, and you need to see, we need to understand how do time frames work. So the Mishnah says, Koinam yayin shani toyem ayoyim. A person says, I'm not going to drink wine today. Eino oster ele ad shetechshach. That's only going to be oster until nightfall. Now nightfall typically means tzeisak hochavim. That's today. And after nightfall, today is over. Shabbos zu asur. Shabbos zu, if he says this week, asur b'chol ha-shabbos, he is forbidden for the entire week. V'shabbos she'avra, and Shabbos is considered part of that week. Now the Ran explains, this guy was standing on a Monday, and he said, I'm not going to drink wine this week. The upcoming Shabbos is included in his neder, because when people speak, they refer to the week as including the upcoming Shabbos. And which halachically is correct, but halachically is irrelevant to us. We want to understand how do people speak. The Mishnah is teaching us that people speak about the upcoming Shabbos as part of the week. Chodesh ze osur. If a person says, I'm not going to drink wine, or wine is forbidden to me for this month, right? Then chodesh ze, if it's this month, osur b'chol ha-chodesh, he's forbidden for the entire month. The Rosh Chodesh lehaba, and Rosh Chodesh is considered part of the next month and is therefore permitted. That's how the Ran explains it. And by the way, we're going to see in the Gemara, even first day Rosh Chodesh, which is actually the 30th day of the current month, people don't view Rosh Chodesh as part of the current month. And therefore, since he said this month, he does not include Rosh Chodesh, and he's allowed to drink wine on the Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th of the current month. Shana zu asur, this year, sorry, shana zu, if he says, I'm not going to drink wine this year, asur b'chol ha-shana, he may not drink wine the entire year, Rosh Hashanah lo asid lavoi, and Rosh Hashanah is part of the upcoming period, meaning Rosh Hashanah is not included in his neder. So that's how the Ran learns it, and again, Shavua ze asur, Shavua ze, if he says this 7-year period, meaning this Shemitah cycle, I'm not going to drink wine, asur b'chol ha-shavua, he may not drink wine for the entire duration of the 7-year cycle. The Shviyis She'avra. And the 7th year is part of the She'avra of the current period. Says the Mishnah. So up to there, the Ran's basically telling us, the way we're going to go is that all different phraseologies, it just depends how people speak. So let's just summarize. If he says today, it means until nightfall. If he says this week, it includes the upcoming Shabbos. If he says this month, it does not include the upcoming Rosh Chodesh. If he says this year, it does not include the upcoming Rosh Hashanah. And if he says this Shemitah cycle, it does include the upcoming Shemitah. Quite simple, according to the Ran, how we're learning this, very straightforward. Ve'im Omar Yom Echad. Now he doesn't say this. He says one day. I'm not going to drink wine for one day, right? Or he says Shabbos Achas, or he says I'm not going to drink wine for 1 week. Chodesh Echad, I'm not going to drink wine for 1 month. Shana Achas, or I'm not going to drink wine for 1 year. Or Shavua Echad, or for 1 Shemitah cycle. Asur miyoyim liyoyim. Then he needs to count it from day to day, which means you need to have now a full 24 hours. From the moment that he takes the neder. And similarly, you need a full 7 days if he says a week. If he says a week, you need a full 7 days from the moment that he takes the neder. Is a machlokes rishonim. When do you count that 7 times 24 hours? Or is it till the end of today and then 6 more days? That's a machlokes rishonim, how you would count 7 days. And similarly, if you said a shana, you need theoretically 365 days, or we'll discuss, the Rishonim will discuss how that plays out. So that is the second stage of the Mishnah. So stage one, part one of the Mishnah, was it says this day, this week, this month, this year. That was part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah is a day, a week, a month, a year, a Shemitah cycle. And now we come to the third part of the Mishnah, which is when you give a deadline. Ad ha-Pesach, up until Pesach, Asur ad Shiyagia. Then it's going to be Asur until Pesach arrives. When people say up to Pesach, they mean up ad veloy ad bichlal, not including Pesach. Ad Shiyahei, until Pesach has been Asur ad Shiyaitse. Then it's going to be Asur until Pesach goes out. That everybody's going to agree with. Now the next one is ad lepnei. Now it's not lifnei, it's actually pnei. Some actually take the lamed out and it makes more sense. Up until the face of Pesach. Not lifnei, which means before. Because if it was lifnei, it's obvious what you mean. You mean up until before Pesach and then it's over. Here we're talking about ad lepnei or ad pnei a Pesach. Until the face of Pesach, this is a machlokes. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Osur ad shiyagia. It's Osur until the face of Pesach, which is the moment of the arrival of Pesach. Rabbi Yossi Omer ad shiyetze. Rabbi Yossi is going to say it means the final face of Pesach, the departure of Pesach. Full stop. So that's the last part of our Mishnah is deadlines. When I say up until such and such a point, adver loyad bichlal. Up until Pesach, not including Pesach. If I say ad shiyahay until it has been, that includes Pesach. If I say up until the face of, which we'll discuss, that's a machlokes tanon, whether you mean the front face or the back face as you're going out of Pesach. Says the Gemara, koinom yayin shani toyim. The Gemara quotes the first case of our Mishnah. What did it say? It said that if I said I'm not going to drink wine today, then I'm not allowed to drink until tzeis. Could be just a few hours, right? Until tzeis. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Rabbi Yirmiyah, lekesh techsha. After nightfall, tzarech sha'ela lechachem. He needs to go and ask a chacham to release his neder. Now that's a strange thing. You've just told me that the neder terminates at nightfall. And now you're telling me that night, after tzeis, go and ask a sha'ela lechachem. Why? My timer, what's the reason? Omar Rav Yosef says Rav Yosef. Gzeira, it's a rabbinic decree. That means midoraisa, your neder terminates at nightfall. However, the Rabbanon still wanted you to go and have it removed. Why? Because it's a gzeira hayoim, when a person says today. When does today end? At nightfall. That neder could be, let's say, 7 hours. If at 12 o'clock midday, he said, I'm going to not drink wine today, and tzeis is at 7 p.m., that's a 7 hour neder. But what if he said, for one day, then it's going to terminate tomorrow at midday. So there's a very subtle difference between 2 day and 1 day, and therefore the Rabbanan were worried that someone's going to confuse them. What's he going to say? He's going to, next time he's going to make a neder, I'm not going to drink wine for 1 day, and he's going to start drinking wine at night. So the Rabbanan said, even when you say 2 day, I'm not going to drink wine, we want you to get the neder released after tzeis ha-kurchovim. So let's read that again inside, bottom line. Omar Rav Yosef said, Rav Yosef, gzeira hayoim, mishum yoim echod. We made a gzeira that you need to have your neder released when you said 2 day, in case next time you say 1 day. Omar le Abaye, Abaye says to him, ihachi, if that's the case, that what? That we're making a gzeira when you say 2 day. In case next time you say, for 1 day, ligzor, you should make a decree in the reverse. B'yoyim echod, when he says for 1 day, mishum hayoyim, because of 2 day. Meaning, when a person says, I'm going to not drink wine for 1 day, and it's midday now, when is he allowed to start drinking wine? Tomorrow after midday, right? Why don't we say he should go all the way till nightfall? Because next time he says 2 day, he's not going to wait till nightfall. In other words, the same way that you worried when he says 2 day, that next time he might think, oh, every neder terminates at nightfall, when in fact if you say for 1 day, it's only going to terminate tomorrow at midday, we should say the same gzeira in reverse. When you say for 1 day, don't terminate it at midday, push him midrabbanan from midday until that night, so in case next time he says 2 day, and he doesn't wait till nightfall. Says the Gemara.
So how
do they do to get it released? You are born and were geyser that you still have to have the neder removed. Now it's interesting why they didn't just, they weren't geyser that you should wait the extra time. Wait till tomorrow midday. That's not what they were geyser. They were geyser that night, go and ask a chacham to remove it, midrabbanan. It means midoraisa, when I say 2 day, it terminates at nightfall. Nevertheless, the rabbanan extended the neder onwards as a gzeira.
But so, you, after all neder, the chacham, I mean, if you say for the whole day, don't the chacham have to go there?
No, so again, the loshen that the guy said was, I'm not going to drink wine 2 day. Yeah. 2 day ends at 7 p.m., nightfall. And nevertheless, the Rabbanon said, at 8 o'clock, go to the local rabbi and have him remove your neder. What for? It ended. No, they extended it, midrabbanon. Midrais, it ended at 7. Midrabbanon, they extended it, because next time he's going to say, I'm not going to drink wine for one day, and then it's really only going to be released at midday, so they were goyzer. Says the Gemara, when he says for one day, why did we make a gzeira to extend it until 7 p.m. of the next night? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei. So he answered to him, and this is now Rabbi Yosef answering Abaye. Okay, so again, top line, Amar Lei, and the Bach adds in Abaye. Amar Lei Abaye, so Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Ihachi, if you're going to make a gzeira when you say 2 day, in case next time you say for 1 day, Ligzor, you should make a decree the other way around, but Yoim Ale Echod, when he says for 1 day, Mishum HaYoim, in case he says 2 day, and make him wait till really the end of 18 hours, the next night. Amar Lei, sorry, not 18 hours, it's actually we should make the neder go for like 30 hours. Amalei, hayoyim b'yoyim echad michlef. People confuse today with 1 day. But, yoyim echad b'hayoyim loy michlef. But people don't confuse it the other way around. Meaning, if I know that the halacha is, last time I made a neder and I said 2 day, and it ended at nightfall, I might think the next time I say for 1 day, that it ends at nightfall. But for someone to confuse it the other way around, and to think that when he said for 1 day, it actually ends at, sorry, when he said 2 day, that it actually ends at midday, would be bizarre. Someone that made a neder at 11 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning is not going to think that it ends at midday. That was, it's not confusable. It's confusable when I say 2 day, it ends at nightfall. Then I say when it's 1 day, that's 24 hours. That I could confuse, but the other way around is not confusable. So we're coming out that there's a gzeira d'rabbanon when someone says 2 day, and that he has to have the neder released at night, in case next time he says for 1 day, which is a longer term neder, right? We don't make the gzeira the other way around. When someone says I make a neder for 1 day, we don't make him keep the neder beyond the 24 hours exactly, because that's not confusable.
So when you send the rabbis have to null it. If they don't, does that mean he has to continue the fast until the next?
There's not a fast, talking about
one. He's
not. Theoretically, that's what it means. It means that the neder actually would be continued to be binding. I would think at least until. I'm not sure until when, actually. It's not clear.
I mean, that's what
implies,
that the Rabbanon.
Midrabbanon, the neder is still there. But the tsura of the gzera was go and get it removed. What about if 3 days later you realize, oh, I haven't had it removed? Is there still a chiyuv to go and have it removed? Theoretically, the gzeira was that I would think until, by the way, I would think till the following nightfall. Because that's the maximum time that the neder, if you would have said a day, right, for 1 day, that's the maximum length of time that it could have extended to. So I would think that really the havamina was that the gzeira d'rabbanon should go till the end of the following day, either way, either direction. And we're saying, no, we only do that in one direction. That's how I understand it.
How do you show this question? There can't be a Pesach for any Farata, because whatever neder he made is finished at nightfall before he does the...
Yes, interesting. Don't know. Okay, but midrabbanon, they could say, if you would have known there was a gzeira d'rabbanon, would you have made such a neder? I mean, I don't know, that would be possibly what they would say. I'm not sure. Let's go on. Says the Gemara. So that is the approach of Rabbi Yirmiya, right? Rabbi Yirmiya said that he issued a halacha that when you say, I won't drink wine today, even after nightfall, you have to get a Pesach midrabbanon, you have to get it released midrabbanon. Rabbi Yosef explained that it's only in that direction. When you said today, we make a gzeira in case you say for 1 day, but we don't make a gzeira when you say for 1 day in case you said 2 day. Says the Gemara, I'm a Ravina. Ravina says, Amar li Maraimar, that Maraimar said to me, Hachi Amar Avuch, Mishmei de Rav Yosef. This is what your father told me in Rav Yosef. Meaning, Ravina said that Maraimar told him something different in the name of Rav Yosef. Kaman Ozlo Shmai said Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. Who is this teaching of Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba going like? That means, why did Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba say that you have a Gzeira Midrabbanon to have your neder released after nightfall? The Tanya, Rabbi Nosson, it's like Rabbi Nosson. The Tanya, we learnt in a Brisa, Rabbi Nosson says, Kol anoyder, anyone that takes a neder, ki'ilu bona bama. It's as if you have built a altar outside the temple. V'amakaymo, and someone that sustains or maintains the neder and leaves it in place, ki'ilu maktir oleo, it's as if you have offered a korban. So what's going on over here? Let's just get the flow of the opinions. Rabbi Yirmiah said, after nightfall, get a release midrabbanon. That was Rabbi Yirmiah. Rav Yosef explained that it's a gzeira of today, in case you next time say, for one day. Said Abaya, why don't we do it the other way around? Said Rav Yosef, that's not common. Says Ravina that I heard from Maraymar in the name of his father that Rav Yosef actually meant that this is because of the shitta of Rabbi Nosson, who says that it's very bad to have Nadarim hanging over your head. So what? Look at the Ran. Kaman ozlo shmaizid Rav Yirmiah bar Avik Rabbi Nosson. Says the Ran, Kaloymar. That means to say, do you see the run? It's in the medium lines of the run, in the middle of the paragraph. And the line starts, Shmaisid Rav Yirmiah bar Avik Rabbi Nosson. This whole thing is going like Rabbi Nosson. He's adding something, meaning, until now, until Rama Reimar came along, we understood that it was a simple gzeira. When you say, today, I'm going to extend it midrabanon in case you say, for one day. Says the Ran, Kaloimar, Demayda Matzrichinan Leisha Eilas Chochem, that which we require a release of a Chochem, for Omer Hayoim, when he says, today, Lav Mishum Gzeira Belechud. It's not just a Gzeira. The Sviralon, because we hold the Loishchiach Kulihai Lachlufi. It's not so common for someone to get confused between today and one day. The Mishum Gzeira Belechud Nachmir Bey. That for just a gzeira we should be so strict to make him need a release after nightfall, that doesn't make sense. Since when he took the neder, he hasn't done a good thing, Rabbi Nosson, like Rabbi Nosson, nehi granted, if there was no reason to make a gzeira, we wouldn't have been machmir, like tzruchei she'ela, to require she'ela, di achi bekulin adorim nami, in every neder, we would have said, Kimatis Manayu, when the time frame ends, name of Achi. Now these are the words I want from the Ran. Miyukol Heicha de Shayach Lemigzar Klal, when there's a basis to make a gzaira, Machmirin on Olay, we are Machmir on him bekansin, and then we make a knas. What's he saying? He's saying it's a combination of two things. It is a combination of Rabbi Nosson, who says it's bad to have a neder over your head, and a gzeira where there is potential for confusion. Those two things come together and we machmir. Each one on its own would not be enough of a reason. What's he getting at? Look at the next words. He says, Hilkach, therefore, im hoyo neder mitzvah. If it was a neder of mitzvah, could go in lilmoid ulakai mitzvah, to learn something or to do a mitzvah, eino tzorich she'ela, doesn't need she'ela. Why not? Because there you don't have Rabbi Nosson. It's a big chiddush in the Ran. When Rabbi Nosson says it's bad to take nadarim, that's talking about things like drinking wine or doing, you know, whatever, smoking your cigarettes or whatever it is. But if a person takes a neder to do something good, that's not, Rabbi Nosson doesn't apply. And if Rabbi Nosson doesn't apply, then we don't have a gzeira. Meaning, what the Ran's coming out with is that we have a machlokes and we're roaming here, when do we make a gzeira? The person said, I won't drink wine today. That night, does he need she'elas chacham or not? So the first pshat that we had was, yes, always, because it's a gzeira of today, in case you say one day. This pshat over here from Amareimar is no. When it's a combination of gzeira and Rabbi Nosson, that means when it's the kind of neder that is made on something rishus, on drinking wine or smoking cigarettes, then you're going to have to get she'elas chacham that night. But if it was a neder, I'm going to do something good, I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to do something that's positive, there we don't have the concept of Rabbi Nosson, and then you don't need she'elas chacham that night. So you need two factors.
Yeah, Rabbi Nosson's problem was you can't be mekayim the neder. So
Rabbi Nosson.
You can't be mekayim the neder. So why do she'elas chacham after the neder is already died by a fraction of time? It should be why it's still mekayim.
Okay, I hear your question. What we're doing is we're combining the need, we're combining the danger of confusion, which is the reason for the gzeira, together with this Rabbi Nosson. That's what we're doing. These two factors are coming together. You're asking why they're coming together after the zman. During the zman, it's also midoraisa. I don't need any gzeiras. After the zman, we're combining the need for a gzeira with this thing of Rabbi Nosson that it's bad to make Nadarim. That's this pshat. Okay, that needs further thought, but we can leave it at that. Okay, end of that discussion. So what have we discussed until now? The relationship between today, which ends at nightfall, and for one day, which ends after 24 hours. But we're seeing that there's a gzeirah derabanan when I said today that we are going to extend it beyond that because of the gzeirah of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shabbos zu, if I say this week, also b'chol haShabbos kula. He's also for the whole week, including the upcoming Saturday. That's how we explained it from the run. Says the Gemara, pshit, isn't it obvious? If I'm standing on Monday and I say I'm not going to drink wine this week, or let's say I'm standing on Sunday, just make it clear. I'm standing on Sunday, I say I'm not going to drink wine this week. It's obvious that I'm not going to drink, it includes Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Mao, the time I might have thought, Yoy made the Shabbos Kamar, the days of the week. When I said this week, I mean weekdays, and not including Shabbos. Kamash Milan, that Shabbos is included in people's speech. And remember, this is always going after people's speech. The Chiddush is that when people say this week, they include the upcoming Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Chodesh Zeh, if a person says I'm not going to drink wine this month, Asu b'chol haChodesh, he may not have wine the whole month. The Rosh Chodesh lehaba, but Rosh Chodesh is considered part of the next month, and you are allowed to have wine on Rosh Chodesh. By the way, the Ran says this is, you can't possibly understand these Gemaras according to the way we explained it yesterday, which was the Rashi or the Mefarish. Okay, the Ran learns that you're allowed to drink wine the whole month, and Rosh Chodesh is part of the next month. Sorry, you're not allowed to drink wine the whole month, and Rosh Chodesh is part of the next month, and you can. Says the Ran Pshita, it's obvious Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the next month. Answers the Gemara, Ki Itzrich L'Chodesh Chaser. We're talking about when the upcoming month is Chaser, which means the current month is Male. What does that mean? The upcoming month has 29 days, which means the current month has 30 days. And if the current month has 30 days, how many days of Rosh Chodesh are coming up? Two. And says the Gemara, Mao the time I might have thought, Rosh Chodesh, that the first day of Rosh Chodesh, L'she'avar Havei, is part of the current month, V'loi Litzar, and I would think that it, one second, V'Litzar, the Ran has to put in here, and I would think that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is included and is Asur, Kamash Melan, it's coming to teach us that Karu, Inish, Inshi, Reish Yarcho. People call it Rosh Chodesh, the head of the new month. Says the Ran, even on first day Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th of the current month, you're allowed to drink wine. Because this goes after the way people speak. And if people call it Rosh Chodesh, then it must be that it's part of the upcoming month. That's how the Ran learns it. But I'm just seeing that he has to put in a girsa over here, the Litzar. I might have thought that it's Asur. Give me one second, I just want to confirm that. Right, Mao the Tamar Rosh Sha'avar. One second. The Sha'avar Shayon Rishon of Rosh Chodesh, the Malazim. Litzar, Salka Daitach Litzar, Bekamash Melan. So the Ran doesn't actually say it out, but he has to change the gears, he has to take out the word Veloy. So we're coming out, the Ran's learning that if someone says, I'm not going to drink wine this month, on first day Rosh Chodesh, he's allowed to drink wine. Amazing Chiddush. Right? Because people refer to it as Rosh Chodesh, i.e., the head of the upcoming month. Okay, says the Gemara, Shona zu asur b'chol haShana kula. What did we say? If I'm not going to drink wine this year, he may not drink wine the whole year, but Rosh Hashanah is part of the upcoming year. Says the Gemara, Iboy lehu, we ask the following question. Omar, if a person said, Koinom yayin sh'ani toyem yoim, day. Now, what do we know? We know hayoim, today, ends at nightfall. And Yom Echad ends after 24 hours. What about if he said it in this ambiguous way of Yom? Okay, so we're going back to the discussion of day. Again, Hayom ends at nightfall. Yom Echad ends after 24 hours. What about just Yom, which is ambiguous? So again, Niboyle, we ask the following question. Omar Koinam Yayin Shani Toim Yom, a day. My Dinei. What is the Halacha? Dinei or my Dinei, Ka Yom. Is it like Hayom, today, which would end at nightfall, or Kayom Echad, or is it like one day, i.e. that it's going to go for 24 hours? Toshma Mimas Nisin. Let's try and prove it from our Mishnah. What were the two laws in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, Koinam Yayin Shani Toim Hayom. The Mishnah said, I won't drink wine today. Ein Osir El Adcha Techshach. It's only Osir until nightfall. What can you deduce? When you say Hayom, it's until nightfall. Implication, if you said Yom, Hayom, if I would say Yoim, k'yom echad dami, it's the same as saying yom echad, and is going to be 24 hours. Says the Gemara, you can make the inverse deduction from the end of the Mishnah. I'm a sefer, look at the end of our Mishnah. Omar yom echad, asur yom echad, if he says for one day, asur miyom liyom, then he's asur for 24 hours, what can you deduce? That specifically when you said yom echad, it's 24 hours. Ha yom, if he just said the word yom, k'hayom dami, it's the same as saying today, and would be asur at nightfall. You can't deduce anything from our Mishnah. The implication of the beginning of our Mishnah when it says hayoim is that hayoim is till the evening, but yoim would be 24 hours. The implication of the next case in the Mishnah is that yoim echad is 24 hours, implying that yoim would be until nightfall. So you can't prove one way or the other through deduction or implication of our Mishnah. So back to our original question. If a person says, I'm not going to drink wine, yoim. He didn't say hayoim, which would be nightfall. And he didn't say yoim echad, which would be 24 hours. What's the halacha? Amar Rav Ashi, said Rav Ashi, Toshma, come in here from the following source. From our Mishnah. What does it say? Sorry, not our Mishnah, it's a brisa. Koinom yayim. A person says, I'm going to take a neder on wine, sha'ani toyem, that I'm not going to drink it, hashono, this year. Now, what is this year? When does this year end? On the last day of the year, the day before the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, nis'abra hashono. What happens if the year was nis'aber? That means that now we've got 13 months. It's a leap year. So let's say he made this neder on the 1st of Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah. And he says, I'm not going to drink wine this year. That was his New Year's resolution. And now what happens? All of a sudden there are 13 months till next Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? So it says, Asur ba ube ibura. He's Asur in it and in the Ibur, which means for a duration of 13 months until the next Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, how is this going to help our question? We want to know what would be if a guy says, I'm not going to drink wine, yoim. Says the Gemara Hechidami. What's the case over here of this brisa? Ilayma kedekotani, if you want to tell me that it's simply as it's read, that what? That he said, I'm not going to drink wine this year, and the year turned out to have 13 months. Lamali lameimra. Why would you need to tell me that? If I said I'm not going to drink wine for the year 5775, for this, I said the words this year. This year means 5775. And 5775 goes until Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah. So there's 13 months. It's obvious that you have to keep it for 13 months. So what does Rav Ashi want to say? There must be something else going on over here. What's going on? Elalav, it must be to Omar Shana. He didn't say a Hashana. He didn't say this year. Because this year is obvious that it's 13 months. He said the word Shana. And the Chiddush of the Brisa is that the word Shana is Alma. We see Shana. Dami, that the word shana is the same as this year, meaning year is the same as this year. So therefore, v'yoim nami kahayoim dinei, and therefore the word yoim is going to be the same as hayoim. And so it's pashut. In other words, when you say hashana, it's obvious that it includes the extra month. The chiddush of the brisa must be that he said shana. I'm not going to drink wine year. Which is ambiguous. And the chiddush of the brisa is that an equivalent of saying Hashanah includes the 13th month. So too we can deduce from here that when a person says, I'm not going to drink wine, yoim, it's the same as saying hayoim, and we're going to be lenient on him that it stops at nightfall. That's what we want to say. In the case of the day, it's a leniency that it stops at nightfall. In the case of the shana, it is a stringency that it goes for 13 months. But Rav Ashi is proving that whether you put the hay or you don't put the hay, it's the same thing. Says the Gemara, no, who told you that's what's going on in the brisa? Lo'oilom to Omar Hashana. The case of the brisa is that he said this year. So what's the chiddush? If you say this year, for sure it's going to be 13 months. Umau de taima, I might have thought halach acharoi vashonim. We go after most years. That means the guy, and I found this very much myself, is that we don't know what's coming up. And we don't know that there's going to be a Chodesh Ibrahim, especially in those days when it was subject to the Beis Din. And therefore, when he said this year, he actually meant 12 months. Acharoi vashonim, v'loi isbuhu Ibrahim. Most years don't have an extension of 13 months. And therefore, maybe he only has to keep until the end of Av. And not do the month of Elul, because he only needs 12 months, Kamash Milam. That's the Chiddush of the Brisa. And the Gemara leaves our question unresolved. What is the halacha of someone that says, I'm not going to drink wine for yoim? And the Gemara leaves it unresolved, says the Ran. If you look at the first narrow line over here in the Ran, but the inyan halacha, when it comes to the halacha, kevan debayan lo yivshita. Since we haven't answered our question of the ambiguous yoim, the halacha is naftin lechumra. We go strict, the yoim, ke yoim echod dami. That when a person says, I'm not going to drink wine for yoim, it's like he said, for one day, and he's forbidden for 24 hours. End of the sugya. So we left it unresolved, the Ran Paskins Lechumra, that hayoim is until nightfall. Yoim Echad, 24 hours. Yoim is going to be the same as Yoim Echad, and it's 24 hours. A new sugya now. Iboilu, who we ask the following question. Again, we're in the world of time frames. Says the Gemara, Iboilu, ask the following question. Omar, if a person says, Yayin Shani Toyem Yoivel, I'm not going to drink wine for this Yoivel period. Now we know that the Yoivel period was a 49-year cycle, and in the 50th year is called Yoivel. Now the Ran says, we can't be asking about that little hay again. We just dealt with the question of when you dropped the hay or you didn't drop the hay. And we left it unresolved. That's not what we're asking over here. We're asking a case of when he said, Yoivel Zeh. Do you see the Ran says that? Do you see the line that starts Ella? Just in line with slightly below where we are, the line starts Ella. Elahacha ba'oimer Yoivel Zeh. Do you see that? You can underline that in the Ran. We're dealing over here where the guy said, I'm not going to drink wine for this Yoivel cycle. Okay? Now, which is quite an ambitious neder. Right, he's talking about a long-term commitment.
Unless he's near the end.
Unless he's close to the end. But he says, I'm not going to drink wine for Yoivel Zeh. So let's go back in the Gemara and see what's going on. He said, Koinom Yayin. The point over here is going to be, when does the Yoivel end? The Ran's saying it's all loved after. Don't go into the nitty-gritty of the words. The Ran explains, what we're exploring here is, when does the Yoivel terminate? So let's read it again in the Gemara. Iboilu, we ask the following question. Omar Yayin Sha'ani Toyem. I take a neder on any wine that I'm not going to taste. Yoivel. For the Yoivel Zeh. For this Yoivel cycle. My. What is the halacha? Shnas Chamishim. The 50th year. Kelifnei Chamishim. Is that included as part of the first 49? Oy Kela Achar Chamishim. Or is that not part of the 49? That means, We know for sure that he can't have wine all the way until the end of the 49 years. What about the 50th year? When he said Yoivel Zeh, this Yoivel cycle, does it include the 50th year or not include the 50th year?
Yes.
Now, what's the svara that it should not include the 50th year?
What did you start with? Did you start with
I'm standing on year 25.
Yeah, but did the last 50th one, was that included in
this? Oh, so that's going to be the Gemara's answer. The Gemara wants to know, when we count Yoivel cycles, I understand that the 50th year you're not allowed to plow your field. But the next Shemitah year, do we count Yoivel 50 as one, and it's really 49, and 49, and 49 always? Or do we go 49, a one-year neutral year, and then the next year we start counting the next Shemitah cycle? Exactly that question. How do we view the 50th year? Is it already year one of the next Shemitah cycle, in which case it's outside of your neder, or is it inside your neder, and the next Shemitah cycle only starts on year 51?
Look,
so says the Gemara, right? Toshma, come in here. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Plug says Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, that this is in fact a machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. How does the Shemitah cycle, the Yoivel cycle work? The Pasuk says, V'kidash demishnas ha-chamishim shana, you shall sanctify the 50th year. Shnas ha-chamishim atamoyne, you count the 50th year. V'iatamoyne shnas chamishim va'achas, and you don't count the 51st year. Mikan Omru, from here Chazal said, Yoivel einoy oile leminyan shavua. Yoivel does not go towards the counting of the next 7-year cycle. The Rabbanon hold that the 51st year, sorry, that the 50th year is not counted. Right? You don't, in other words, I count all the way until you're 50, including 50,
yeah,
and that's the end of the first cycle. Right. The next year, 51, is year one of the new Shemitah cycle, like you were saying. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yoivel oile leminyan shavua, that the Yoivel counts as year one of the next Shemitah cycle. Amru loy le Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, Harehu Oimer, the Pasuk says, Sheish Shonim Tizra Sodecha, that a Shemitah cycle consists of 6 years of working the fields. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, year one of the first Shemitah cycle is always only going to have 5 years of work. Because every first Shemitah cycle is going to have year one is Yovel, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is going to be workable years, and year seven is Osir again, and you only get 5 years of work in the first Shemitah cycle. So again, the Harayu Omer Sheishonim Tizra Sodecha, it says you have to plow your field, work your field for 6 years. Vain Kane Lechamesh, according to your calculation, in the first Shemitah cycle you only ever have 5. Amar Lohem, he said to them, you've also got problems with the first cycle. Why? Ledivreichem, according to your calculation, that what? That the cycle goes, year 49 is Shemitah, year 50 is Yovel, and year 51 is the first year of the next cycle. According to you, Harayu Omer, the Pasuk says that Hashem's going to make a nais. What's the nais? That the crops of year 48 are going to last for 3 years. Vasos esatvua, the miracle is going to be that the crops will last lishloish hashanim for 3 years. And according to you, how many years does it need to last? Harei kan arba, you've got 4. Why? Because year 48 has to go for year 48 itself, plus year 49, plus year 50, plus year 51 until things get going. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you've also got a problem in the Psukim. You're telling me I've got a problem in the Psukim because the first cycle of the Shemitah always only has 5 working years. You've also got a problem in the Psukim because the 48th year now has to last for 4 years. Says the Gemara, Ela Ika Le'ukma B'Shai Shnei Shavua. You guys, what are you guys going to have to say? That the miracle that the crops last for 3 years is every other Shemitah cycle. That means 6 out of the 7 Shemitah cycles, year 6 must do 6, 7, and part of 8 until things get going. That's what it means 3 years. That the 3 year miracle is in a regular Shemitah cycle, not in the extra special Yovel year. So too for me, Dilinami, for me as well. When it says you must work for 6 years and the 7th year you must rest, that's going to be referring to all the other Shemitah cycles. One Shemitah cycle out of 7, you're only going to work for 5 years. But all the other 6, you're going to work for 6 years. So that's how we come out. If I ask you, what is the halacha of someone who says, I'm not going to drink wine for this Yovel cycle? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he can drink wine in year 50. Because year 50 is actually year 1 of the next cycle. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, he can't because it's completely part of the previous cycle.
Why is this not like it's relevant? Why don't you say it's the same thing as Rosh Kodesh? Why is it like the first day of Rosh Kodesh? The dinner of the next month? Because people
call it that.
Yeah, they're calling it commission.
They're calling it Yovel.
Which means
that's interesting. They're calling it Yovel. They're not calling it Rosh HaYovel. Yeah. They're not calling it Rosh HaYovel, they're calling it Yovel. It's just interesting that there's two ways to look at it. In the end of the day, for Rabbi Yehuda, it's both things. It's the 50th year and it's the first year at the same time. And the fact that it's the 50th is irrelevant. So, it's interesting. You're asking the same old question, which is why is the halachic discussion relevant to the Lashon Bnei Adam? That's what you're asking. But it seems like the Lashon Bnei Adam did follow this discussion. If the cycle was built like that, then people who said Yovel meant 49 years, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But they're not saying it, they don't call it Shnas Chamishim. It seems like they called it Yovel. Fine. Ara Pesach Asur. Okay, let's go on. We're going to try and finish today's daf. We've got another few minutes. We'll finish. It's not difficult. The Gemara says, Ara Pesach Asur. What did we learn in the Mishnah? We learned in the Mishnah, up till Pesach, for sure the neder terminates at the end of Erev Pesach as Pesach arrives. If I say, Ad Shiyahei Pesach until Pesach had been, for sure it's going to end only at the end of Pesach. Up until Pneya Pesach, the face of Pesach is a machloikes, where according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, he is going to be Makel. And he's going to say it ends at the arrival of Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi is going to be Machmir, and he's going to say the departure of Pesach. What does the face mean? Does the face mean the arrival, Rabbi Meir, or the departure, Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, Lemaimra is this to say to Rabbi Meir Sobar, that Rabbi Meir holds, Loi ma'ayil inish nafshei l'sfeiko. People don't put themselves into ambiguous situations. Rabbi Meir said, when he said, until the face of Pesach, he must have meant the arrival of Pesach, because people don't put themselves into ambiguous situations. However, right, Rabbi Yossi Sobar and Rabbi Yossi holds, Ma'ayil inish nafshei l'sveiko. People put themselves into ambiguous situations, and therefore we have to assume that he meant the departure of Pesach. What's going on over here? The words Pnei HaPesach are ambiguous. Rabbi Meir is saying he couldn't have meant the end of Pesach because people don't like saying things that are unclear and putting themselves into ambiguity. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says they do put themselves into ambiguity and we have to be choishish to it. But Ramin, I'll ask you a contradiction from a brisa where we see the exact reversal of their opinions. What's the case over here? Misha yesh lo shtei kitei bonos. A person has two groups of sons, mishtei noshim, from two wives. So he's got wife number
daughters.
One.
Daughters.
Daughters. Right? He's got wife number one, and he's got wife number two. And from each of them, he's got children. He's got a big child, and he's got a small child from big wife, and he's got a big child and a small child from small wife. Right? So now, the Gemara says like this. What's the case? Mishi Yishlosh Deikite Bonos. He's got two groups of daughters. Mishtei Noshim from two wives. For Omar, and he says, Kidashti is Biti Hagdoilo. He then marries off his big daughter. Sorry, these are daughters underneath, right? I married off my big daughter, Va'eni Yodaya, and I do not know Im Gdoilo Sheba Gdoilos. Who's the big one? The biggest of the big, Im Gdoilo Sheba Ktanos, or the big one of the small. Vim Ketano Sheba Gdoilos, or the small one of the big, right? Shehi Gdoilo Mina Gdoilo Sheba Ktanos, because she's bigger than the big of the small. She's still big in a sense relative to the big of the small, right? Kulon Asurois, they are all going to be Asur, except for obviously which one? The small of the small, right? Divi Rabbi Meir, right? Divi Rabbi Meir, Chutz Min Aktanos Sheba Ktanos, except for the small of the small. Rabbi Meir says all of them are ambiguous now. He said, I married off my large daughter. We don't know which one is the large one. They're all large in a certain respect. Now, the big of the big is the most clear one. If people avoid ambiguity, then he must have, when he said the big daughter, he must mean the big of the big. But if people don't avoid ambiguity, then it could be the big of the big, or the big of the small, or the small of the big, because she's bigger than the big of the small. Okay, in my picture.
But it can't be the small of the small.
Okay, let's say that it's in age. Okay, I'm just doing it in size, just because that's an easier way of explaining it. You're saying that there's an absolute gedolah. No, because the oldest of the younger, of the oldest of the smaller group is still old in a certain sense. Okay, so again, let's see. Divrei Rabbi Meir chutz min haktanos shevaktanos. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, kulon mutaros. They are all permitted, chutz min hagdoilos shevaktoilos, except for the biggest of the big. Why, what do we see? Right? We see exactly the opposite of our Mishnah. Here we're seeing Rabbi Yossi hold that a person does not introduce himself into ambiguous situations. And therefore, when he said Gadol, he meant the biggest of the big. And Rabbi Meir says he does introduce himself to ambiguous situations. Whereas in our Mishnah, we're saying the Pnei HaPesach, Rabbi Meir says that he must be, Rabbi Meir says it must mean Erev Pesach because people don't put themselves into ambiguous situations. And Rabbi Yossi says people do put themselves into ambiguous situations. So we've got here Stira, says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Chanina Barav Dimi Omer Rav. It was said in the name of Rav, Muchlefes Hashita. The Shittas have got reversed. And you have to switch around the opinions in our Mishnah. And therefore, Rabbi Meir is the one that's going to be Machmir and say that you're Osir in your Neder until the end of Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi is going to be the one that's Makil until the beginning of Pesach. Which means we're coming out Makil over here in the Dorim, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is Makil and says the Ran. Do you see the Ran? I wanted to show you the Halacha. Give me 1 second. The Ran says, the Ran says, in the second last line of the previous page, right, Third last line. Since we reverse the opinions in our Mishnah, the Kaimelon, and we have a principle to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, when you have a machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, halacha k Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, naktinan, we come out, ba'oimer ad pnei ha-Pesach, when a person says up until the face of the Pesach, she'eino osra elei achiyagiyah, he's only osra up until the arrival, we're going to paskin here lekula, meaning this is not our regular rule of Safek Nadarim Lahachmir, because we have here Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and we always paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore pnei ha-Pesach, it's going to be lenient, like Rabbi Yossi, because people don't put themselves into ambiguous situations. Says the Gemara Vahatanya, as we learned, this is a soft Vahatanya. It's a proof to what we're saying. Ze'aklal, this is the rule, called Shizmane Kavua. If you have something which spans a few days, but is fixed, like let's say Pesach. Pesach is a 7-8 day period, but it's fixed, it's an absolute time. Va'amar, and he says ad pnei, and you say up until the face. Rabbi Meir omer ad sheyetzei. Rabbi Meir says until it goes out. Rabbi Yossi omer ad sheyagia, and Rabbi Yossi says until it arrives. Do you see that in this brisa we have exactly like we said an ipuch? We switch the opinions around. Rabbi Meir is machmir, and Rabbi Yossi is meikil, and we can paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Fine. The Mishnah carries on, and this, in fact, what we just quoted now is actually not a brisa; it was a Mishnah. This next Mishnah. If a person says, I'm not going to drink wine, ad ha-katsir, up until the harvest. Ad ha-batsir, up until the harvest of the grapes. Ad ha-masik, up until the harvest of the olives. Eino oyser ala ala ad shiyagia. He's only up asur up until it arrives, meaning ad veloyad bichlal, the beginning of the harvest season. Ze'aklal, this is the rule. Kol shizmanu kavua, anything which has a fixed time. Va'amar, and he says, ad shiyagia, until it arrives. Oster ad sheyagia. Then it's oster until it arrives. Omar ad sheyahei. If he says up until it's been, oster ad sheyaytzei, then he's going to be oster until it has passed. Because she'ein zman kavua, if it does not have a fixed time, something that is fluctuating in its time, bein omar ad sheyahei, whether he says up until it's been, bein omar ad sheyagia, right, or he says until it's arrived, einu oster ela ad sheyagia. He's only oster and until it arrives. What are we seeing here? There's a leniency, something that is fluctuating, that doesn't have an absolute defined time. So things that have a defined time seem to be Pesach and the harvest. Those are examples of things that have a fixed time. And in those cases, when you say, we're going to be machmir, if you say ad, then it's until the arrival. If you say ad sheyahei, until it's been, it's the departure. But if something does not have a fixed time, then we're going to be makil, that whether you say ad or you say ad sheyahei, it is until the arrival. Now what would be an example of, what would be an example of something that does not have a fixed time?
Kayitz is not mitzvah.
Let's see. Adakayitz, if a person says up until the kayitz, now the kayitz is the summer. Ad sheyahei kayitz, or you say up until it has been summer, right? Up until the people begin to bring in their fruit in baskets. Meaning we're seeing that it's the arrival of the summer. Whether you say ad or you say ad sheyahei, the arrival of the summer is enough. But if you say ad sheyavar akayitz, the only way you could include the summer would be to say until summer has passed, ad sheyakpilu amiktsoos, until they fold up the miktsaos, which you'll see what they are. They're a type of naf, if they're not mistaken, that they use to cut
it's
things.
The Rishab, right. The Mishnah doesn't specify it's ad sheyehe or ad sheyegia. Right? It's just ad akatsim. But it's not, but it is specific, right?
So again, ad means ad veloy ad bichlal. Ad sheyehe on something that has a fixed time means ad sheyeitze. That's what we're saying, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. Tana, we learnt in a brisa, kilkala she'omru. This basket that they spoke about. The summer arrives, not when they open the public swimming pools, right, but when they go out with their baskets to harvest the figs. Again, Tana, kalkala, how do you pronounce it? Kalkala. Kalkala, the basket she'omru, kalkala shel ta'inim, it refers to the basket of the figs, v'loi kalkala shel anovim, and not the basket of grapes, right? The, if you look in the Ran, Kalkala Shel Ta'inim, it's the basket of figs. Shelefi Shehainik Tzotzois Beyad, because figs are picked by hand, Lekitasan Kriyan Kayitz, their picking is called kayitz. Where does summer come from? Kayitz means to pick, right? Kayitz means to pick, and that's where the word comes from. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, hanoide miperisa kayitz. Someone that takes a neder from the fruit of the summer. It's very interesting. Summer fruits. Ein osur ela b'ta'enim. He's only osur on figs which are picked by hand. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, anavim b'chlal ta'enim. Grapes are also included. My time at the Tanakama, what's the reason of Tanakama? Kasavar, because he holds ta'enim, miktzitzan b'yoda. Figs are picked by hand and therefore they're included in kayitz fruits. Anavim lo miktzitzan b'yoda. Grapes are not picked by hand. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sovar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds anavim nami. Grapes as well, ki miradadon, when the stems dry out, miktzitzan b'yoda, they are going to be picked by hand, and therefore they are also called picking fruit. So basically, I want to just clarify, this guy didn't say summer fruit, because summer fruit means something else entirely. For us, it means peaches and all of those things. He said kayitz fruit. Kayitz fruit means pickable fruit. What is included in pickable fruit is a machloikis. Definitely ta'enim. The machloikis is grapes ever pickable, or are they always cut? That's the discussion over here. Adkan. Kayitz is fascinating. We now know where it comes from. It's got to do with picking. We'll stop over here. I'll send out a message about tomorrow. But I think what we're going to do is, after the Kiddush, we're going to do a slightly longer shir, and we're going to try and do two daf minchas at 12:45 over here tomorrow, and do mincha, and then, so 11:30 till 12:45, we're going to do blinayda, two dafim tomorrow, and then we'll be up to date for Tisha B'Av. We have a day off on Tisha B'Av. 11:30 tomorrow. Oh, yeah.